Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With the weather getting nicer, maybe you're starting to notice things around the house and the yard that need work. Projects that are going to cost you money. And they say that a project is, it always ends up being more expensive than the price you get quoted. Mm-hmm. However, one man says not only is that true for materials and extra time,
yep.
There's a reason this is going to cost more.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even think about it because the hidden cost of your home project isn't in the bill.
Mm-mm.
It's in the person standing next to you.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll get to that in just a second, but it is Thursday.
Yeah.
When you want to hurt someone in this room, you can't call them short
no.
or stupid or comment on all of the different patterns they have on today. Between your teal knit shoes, mm-hmm. your shining wallpaper socks, and your bosomy sweater, you look like a book of carpet samples. You got to really hurt someone, something along the lines of...
Oh, I'm Pat Duffy. I'm going to wear my little monkey turd brown smock today because you look like you're a vendor that just sells street fudge.
What's wrong with this sweatshirt?
You're a street fudge selling little bitch. That is the ugliest color of brown I've ever seen.
It's just tan. It's tan.
Rectal brown.
It's tan. It's the same color as your pants.
Which you just made fun of.
Yeah, but those are just standard pants.
And it's got a... sissy hoodie.
What are you talking about?
Like, that's not going to even provide you warmth.
Well, it's not like a warm hoodie.
It's like an Ellis Island hoodie.
It was on sale.
Like, you should have a wicker basket full of chickens coming to freedom.
We take all your bitch voices. We wrote it back. We call it Bitch Voice Theater Habits. Now, on CMF.
The Break Room now presents Bitch Voice Theater, starring Thomas Mulet and accompanied by Patrick Duffy.
Oh, Pat Duffy, I'm going to go out for the big draft night down there and be on a sip a little beer and have a little Caesar salad with a little dressing on the side because I'm just a draft sipping little bitch.
No, what would happen? I'm afraid of Kimmy because she's on fire right now, so I don't want to poke the bear.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Right,
no, because she's not on the phone. I would have said if she was on the phone.
No, go ahead.
No. But you need one to be in the club. You waiting in the club.
Star club.
Hi, my name's Pat. I'm just a little star wine horny little bitch.
Oh, I'm Pat Duffy. I'm dressed up like a camp counselor just trying to sell you a little brochure in the mall on Sundays. Come on out to my busted little summer camp, because I'm just a summer camp counselor looking little bitch.
Ryan, you've been to France and had cheese there?
Oh, absolutely, man. That's what makes it the best.
I eat foreign cheese in a cave. I'm Ryan.
What?
So I actually attended Notre Dame University.
Ooh, I'm smart, Ryan.
I knew that was coming.
I'm Pat Duffy. I didn't want to eat the stolen candy bar because I'll go burn in hell because I'm a law-abiding little bitch.
I mean, I'm used to the way it is now.
Because you're scared that no one else is in
You'd
the
be
room.
Lonely.
I'm a lonely Tommy. What's going on? I got no one to tell me I'm a good person, even though I'm not, because I'm a bitch-ass, won't sleep with a little bitch.
Because, yeah, we
And that concludes another rendition of Bitch Voice Theater.
So, Tommy, weather's getting nicer, and you notice you have a project that needed done at your wife's house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's going on with you?
So we're just getting some power wash. We had to get a stoop fixed, you know, like standard stuff.
Fixing a stoop?
She had to fix a stoop. It's a very old crumbling stoop.
Okay, all right.
So, you know, when you walk around with the guy and he's going to give you a quote.
Oh, you're not doing this yourself?
No. I had to hire a guy.
Okay.
To do all the whole thing, right?
Sure.
And they give you a quote. That's it.
That's right? The end of the price.
End of the price. We're all done.
Okay.
Not so fast, buddy. Because as soon as you fix something, one of y'all are going to want to do something new to it.
To the thing you just fixed.
Whatever you fix, whatever you clean, whatever you reorganize, you're going to go out and buy something, do something for that said project. And you never think about it in the moment because you figure, okay, X amount of dollars, we're done here, right?
Okay.
The next thing you know, now you're in Target looking at stuff, or you're at Home Depot, or you're at Lowe's.
Hmm.
It happens every single time.
Can you give me
on both sides?
Can you give me?
There's good people and bad people on both sides.
Can you give me an example of how a stoop being fixed cost you more money than just the stoop?
Because then she's going to want to put stuff on the stoop.
Okay.
Where there was nothing on the stoop before.
Where there was no stoop clutter?
Because it was an ugly stoop. Now that it looks nice, hey, let's decorate it. Let's go spend a couple $100.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This might be the smartest thing you've ever said. Because you can't do a damn thing around your house, in your house, without that hidden cost you're describing showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And what further sucks is, like, if you get a quote from someone, or you figure out if you're going to do it yourself the house, what mm-hmm. something's going to cost, you can anticipate, at least in your head, how much more it's going to be, right? The price that they quote you is never what you end up paying.
Yeah.
What sucks about this hidden cost is there is no way to even estimate what you're going to spend
it's
on the
blue
back
sky.
End. Yeah, you're right. Are men or women bigger offenders with
this
stuff?
I think it's both sides.
No, I'm saying, like, when it comes to the extreme, who's more extreme with it? Would you say you or your wife spends more when a project gets done to make the project look nicer?
Oh, it's my wife, because she loves to decorate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, if you, like, do something in the backyard, like, with the landscaping, right? Like, you're not apt to spend a whole bunch of money around that thing?
A little.
Oh, no, I'm asking!
I mean, I said both sides. Both sides are guilty.
Because, like, my wife absolutely does this.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely does this. And you're right. It's the extra money you have to spend. But I can admit, like, I got to do a deep garage cleaning coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, one, I'm going to go buy a bunch of stuff that I already have because I can't find it because it's actually in the garage under all this stuff and I need it to clean and I can't get to it. And then after the garage is clean, like I do every year, I'm going to buy stuff to, like, help organize the garage.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which I do every year, and it never makes it any better, and the stuff ends up breaking or I lose it. So I'm going to spend, on top of the 4 or 5 hours deep cleaning my garage, an extra $200 on all that stuff, right?
Easily. It happens to everything. And I also know, like, if we're talking and my wife has a follow-up question with the guy,
mm-hmm.
I know that's going to cost a couple $100. Because I got burned bad with trees one year. The guy came to the dude.
Did you hear what you just said out loud? I got burned bad with trees.
Bad. $700 burned bad with trees.
You spent $700 on trees?
So we had to prune this ginormous tree we had in the back.
Okay.
And then my wife says to the guy, hey, can you just look at these two other trees in the front?
Okay.
Future project.
Sure.
But he's going like, well, you know, I'm here now. We can just knock it out now.
Okay, yeah, that's it. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, knock it out. $700. Knock it out now.
But that's different. That
but
was...
I wasn't planning on spending another $700.
Okay, that's different. That was something you were eventually going to have to get done.
Okay, then this is what happens.
What?
Eventually, maybe it never happens.
Okay. Look, man, there's a difference between we were going to do this eventually, so here's $700 now, as opposed to there's an iron frog sprinkler where the water comes out of its mouth and he's sitting on a lily pad and that just spoke to me, and for some reason that cost $400.
But it's all hidden costs.
Okay.
It is. You see how you're justifying it now? Because now you're just spending another $700 you didn't think you were going to have to spend.
Okay, all right.
And by the way, money's money. It doesn't care who's holding it.
Man.
So, like, if it's happening now or happening 5 years from now, I'd rather spend it 5 years from now.
No, why? Because
maybe I die and I don't have to spend it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy just got a stoop fix at his house, and he knows that the
stooping. I got stooped after I did a stooping.
The spouse hidden cost is on the way, because whenever you do a project, the money you spend, whether you do it yourself or you have somebody else do it for you, right? Your spouse or you are going to spend more money to make that thing look nicer that you didn't have to do when it looked like crap before.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a way to stop this from happening.
No, there isn't.
No, there is.
It's impossible. You got to give me one of these Nancy Reagan advice.
What does that even
mean? Just say no.
Well, no, like Nancy, that's the third time you brought up Nancy Reagan this week.
Is it really?
Are you watching a documentary or something?
No. Maybe I should, though. What?
You can have the conversation up front. Hey, we're not going to do this.
Let's not do this.
I'm serious, right? Like, if we're going to spend the money on X, we cannot spend the money on YZ. No, that's not a...
So how many times has your wife just, hey, I'm gonna go run, do a few things. Mm-hmm. Here comes five bags from Home Goods. You weren't there.
You're right.
You didn't discuss that.
You're right. But if you have the conversation.
It's always five bags. Like, my wife can't carry anything. Five Home Good bags, she's Schwarzenegger coming in the house.
You're telling me if you have.
Bulging muscles, just dropping bags.
You're telling me if you had the conversation with your wife up front, we're not going to spend this money after, right, we agree, that she would disrespect you in that way and go get that stuff without your permission?
Oh, totally disrespect.
I love how a second ago, mom should be XYZ, and now all of a sudden, oh, you can't stop from doing nothing.
Yeah,
women
I can't.
Days. You've never tried to have the discussion, though. And I think that's a fair discussion if you're going to drop a significant amount of money on something or significant amount of time of you doing it yourself.
Right.
On something around the house. That's a fair discussion to have.
But don't you think your wife always has a way of wiggling out of it better than we do?
Unless she doesn't realize. And look, here's the thing. We also fall victim to not realizing how much we're spending when we do something like this. Because, like, you're not factoring in the cost of what you just spent to fix or improve or do something else. So when you have that talk up front, maybe your wife doesn't want to. Maybe you don't want to go spend that extra money knowing what you already spent.
But don't you want the house to look nice?
But it does look nice.
Yeah, but now it looks really nice. It looks presentable.
Okay. There's another option. Just to keep it from happening.
What's that?
You want to go with her when she goes to Home Goods and HomeSense and Home?
No, God, no.
Okay.
No.
Because if you went with her, you could be the voice of reason every time you're in there. Do we need this? Where does this go? How do you think it's going to look?
It's pointless.
Is it worth the money?
I'm gonna flop anyway.
You know,
how many times does your wife ask you your opinion?
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes and does exactly what she was going to do in the first place.
No, that happens every single time.
Right, and that's how that's going to end up.
But here's the thing. This is something you obviously feel passionate about.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have brought it up if you
I'm passionate, but
I'm also a coward.
Yes, and a known hider.
Okay, so that's what it comes down to. And I understand, too, in your position, you don't really have a leg to stand on.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
I'm... Go ahead, Big Daddy, in your own house.
No, you're my friend.
Oh, yeah, really?
You don't...
Is that how you treat your friends?
It's her house.
Thank God you never bring it up.
No, but it's her house. Like, how are you going to look at her?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm screwed.
Yeah, well, yes.
I'm already 10 points behind.
In your case, you're screwed.
All right. Well, tell me the big secret there, shared dude.
No, I just said it. I mean,
what do you do?
I think that it's fair to look someone in the face and say, hey, this is what I think we should do with our money. Mm. We don't need this. We just spent this much. Do you agree?
And she knows this. And you know that. And we're both guilty of it. I've done it.
Okay. I think that's where the discussion becomes important, though, because, you know, you do have those times where, like, you get in a store you like, and you realize, you know, we just did this thing, and then you kind of just go blank.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have that discussion, maybe you don't go blank.
So the other problem is Amazon.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She ain't got to go anywhere.
That's a really good point.
So I just had all that stuff power washed,
yeah.
Like pro style.
Sure, sure.
Because the stuff was, like, old and grimy. So I'm thinking, well, you know, now that it's all done professionally, I should just get like a standard like power washer and I'll do it every year. I don't want to pay the guy anymore.
Yeah. So you're doing it.
Pull the trigger on that.
Wait, you came in here and talked about your wife worrying.
Bro, I'm talking 4,000 PSI.
You could have borrowed my power washer.
I'm going to schlep all the way out to your house, which is out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And by the way, I know you don't take care of your power washer.
I take care of my power washer.
No, you don't.
No, you know what I do?
When's the last time you power washed anything?
Last summer.
What'd you power wash?
My deck and my garage.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, no big deal. You know why I take care of my power washer? Because I feel like a Ghostbuster when I use it. It's a lot of fun. Take that, Slimer.
So I got one coming tomorrow.
Okay, so now you've created an even bigger problem for yourself. I forget the hypocrisy of the last 15 minutes of the conversation we've been having, right? Because you went and purchased something,
yeah.
You can no longer say a word. If your wife goes and buys like plants or statues or an orb for out on your stoop.
Yeah, we have a lot of orbs.
Well, okay, can I quick sidebar on the conversation? What's the orb for?
I think when the light hits it, it creates like a dazzling effect in your garden. You know, that obviously the flowers can't pull off by themselves.
How much does an orb cost?
Bro, orbs?
No, I'm serious.
Pick a number. You can go down from, you can go chintz orb to like high end orb.
Timmy, you know what I'm talking about here. Timmy and
I'm familiar with the
single
word. I don't know what they do.
So it's
single. So it's single guy does orbs.
Funny that you say that. I'm actually in conversations with a human being that just said, I need somebody to power wash. I said, I might know a guy. And it turns out I know two. Can I borrow that?
You need a power wash?
I know somebody who needs power.
Yeah, don't tell me. He'll let you borrow his power wash.
I haven't even gotten it yet.
I will be your first.
Timmy will be your first.
Can't wait.
Timmy, can you Google what an orb costs? What are those orbs? Because you don't know.
No, but you could go high end.
Well, what's a high end orb cost?
I bet you could spend a grand.
No, who's going to spend a grand on a circle?
Some of these high end garden centers have like super expensive stuff.
I don't get the point of it, man.
I don't either. I'm not. I don't like tchotchkes in the yard.
What do we got, Timmy?
16 cents.
No, okay, that's not what we're talking about here. Okay.
A 16-cent orb.
That must be a different kind of currency.
Is it called an orb? Like, what's it even called? Sphere?
Sphere, orb. Isn't that the same thing?
No, I don't know.
Orb and then a sphere.
Sphere, it had an orb. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy's talking about the hidden cost of the projects you're doing at home, whether somebody else does it for you or you're doing it yourself, and it has nothing to do with the quotes going up and everything to do with the money you're spending to make that thing you just spent money on look better. Potted plants, iron frogs, orbs, spheres. Timmy, what do we got?
$6.
Six,
you're
okay,
fine.
This is not That's what we're... God.
I don't know. You at Google, too?
I'm talking to a radio show.
Always great to have Timmy and filling in for Kimmy, who I'm never going to forgive for going to California or Nashville or Florida, wherever the hell she is this morning. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from John, and I think it was before you revealed what you just revealed. I bet Tommy always spends more money to make things look nice. It's just the way he is. Look at his outfit. I'm watching him on the live stream today. Duffy's right. He does look like a book of carpet samples.
Yeah, right, I gave your mama rug burns last night.
I didn't say John agreed. All right, so your moral of the story here is that you're going to spend this money, then you're going to spend more money, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
And you think about it, all these stores are designed hidden costs. If you think, like Lowe's and HomeSense and Home Goods and Target. This is the time of the year where they put all that stuff out front.
No, you're right. Like for a store like Home Depot and Lowe's especially, like – it's a store full of necessary things that are surrounded by completely unnecessary things.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
And like, it's all the shiny stuff's up front. There's a reason why all the grills are up front right now. And I know it's grilling season, but there's a reason why. And they put like the high end to the chintz. Goes all the way in. That's always by the contractor center.
You're right.
But the fancy ones, are the Cadillacs are up front.
You're absolutely right.
Because like if you clean your deck, if you power wash your deck, right? Mm-hmm. Clean it all up, looks good. Then you go, you know what, man? I gotta get, you know what would be nice out here?
What's up?
Outdoor bar. Oh, yeah.
That would be really nice.
Beer miser.
Ooh.
Wine cooler.
Ooh.
How about a Yeti, like one of those Yeti coolers out there?
Okay, but now we're like $4,000 in, bro.
Yeah, that's what people do.
Okay.
That's why everybody's goddamn broke ain't got $400.
That's why everybody goddamn broke ain't got $400.
Because you yetted your future away.
All right, so it does get to a point where you should know better, right? You're old enough to know better. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the theme of this next story.
What's that?
Well, there is a man who was in trouble after a regular-ass traffic stop. Police discovered something on his car that was a little unusual.
Oh.
And we'll tell you what that thing was. However, in stories you've seen like this before, it was guys who were at an age where they either thought they could get away with it or did not understand how much trouble they could be in.
Right.
In this case, you can't really make that argument. And we'll get into it next here at The Break Room on 96.5 WCMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The best part about being young, Tommy,
what's that?
People are willing to cut you some slack.
Yeah.
You're expected to do stupid stuff. And sure, you're going to get yelled at and people are going to call you an idiot, but
yeah.
You chalk it up to a lesson learned that you'll never do again for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
The older you get, the less slack you will be cut.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be wise.
Exactly. And the story we have in front of us right now involves a man who, if we're being real, should know better.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Just after 7:45, you're going to get in an argument with this study.
Me?
Because this study says in TV and movies, these are down 40% over the last 25 years. And based on the take you've had for the last like 2 or 3 years, you disagree, and I know.
All right.
And we'll get to it just after 7:45 here in the break room on CMF. Terrible time, Timmy, run to the board. Thanks for being here, buddy.
You got it.
Kimmy's still jet setting off. By the way, did anyone text Kimmy yesterday?
I did.
Okay, you did, but it was to ask her a question about work.
Yeah, it wasn't like fun. How's she doing related?
Okay, so we figured out yesterday, despite the fact that she has been talking about this trip she was going on for a month.
Yeah.
You, me, did not know where she was.
Right.
We couldn't figure out where she was. You thought her husband was with her. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
So even after yesterday, where we were unsure where she was, nobody in the room texted her to figure out what she was doing.
We've narrowed it down to 3 states and 4 activities.
Okay. Yes.
So we are the worst coworkers of all time.
Pretty much.
This story happened just east of us. And it starts with a normal traffic stop, Tommy.
Whatever.
Well, during that traffic stop, authorities noticed something a little strange about this man's car. Specifically, his inspection sticker.
Oh.
And it was determined, according to police, that his inspection sticker was fake. Homemade.
Damn.
Unfortunately, we don't know what that sticker looked like because we've seen some of these stories in the past, Tommy, and they're hilarious.
Yes.
Do you remember that one guy? He tried to forge an inspection sticker in crayon.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
No, not even, no. But how it looked isn't the interesting part of this story.
What is?
What makes this story unique, Tommy, the alleged inspection sticker forger is 63 years old.
Jesus Christ, man.
So because of what he's accused of doing, he has a court date upcoming, and he's facing a whole bunch of different charges. 63.
And you ain't got it together, man.
Okay.
60 goddamn three? You're still pulling this move?
So you're judging him for being what you think is busted.
Oh, busted. You old and busted.
Okay, but bro, like, if you have a car that ain't going to pass inspection, cars are not cheap right now.
I understand.
Right?
I understand.
No, you don't understand based on the take that you have.
But at that age, you should have a little something going on. A little nest egg, a little something built up.
Okay, bro.
What?
No, at that age, you may be hemorrhaging cash. I mean, at 63, right? Like, you could have kids that are buying homes. You could have taken care of that in some way.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to sit here and judge a guy for not having the money to get an inspection or have a car that can't get past inspection.
If I see a guy that age, busted-ass stickers, busted-ass car, I'm guessing you squandered whatever you did away.
Oh, my. Did you just say that out loud? Right. Man who said, I hope when I get into the afterlife that they don't tell me how much money I spent on pornography. You've said
that's
it.
Not squandered money.
That's a quote, man. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, I don't look at this man as busted.
What do you say?
Look, I look at a guy faking an inspection sticker at 63 years old as a man who's not showing his age, because faking an inspection sticker seems like more of a young man's game.
A dumb kid move.
Yes, you're dumb enough to think it'll work, and you're stupid enough at a young age, 18, 22, 25, not to consider the consequences. Mm-hmm. Like at 63, you've been around the block. You've got a better grasp on what crazy ideas will and won't work.
Right.
Like, I don't really care that a 63-year-old man forged an inspection sticker. I'm offended that he thought he'd be able to get away with
it
at that age. Is that a fair take?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that's how he's lived his life.
What are the consequences, though?
So we found out last time we saw this story, Timmy, that not only are you going to get not having inspection, you can be charged with forging government documents.
Right.
I mean, it's a state document or whatever it is, right?
No, so, yeah. I mean, you're in way deeper crap than just letting your inspection go.
And I would understand why at 22 years old, you may not understand how severe this could be. But at 63, you have the wherewithal, right, to think like this could get really, really bad for you.
You've seen, you've heard, you've been around a little bit.
All right. So based on this story, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, are you more or less likely to try and get one over, pull scams, the older you get? And I ask folks that are getting older, I ask folks that are watching their parents getting older, because even though, Tommy, you know better, and you'll get less slack if you get caught, you may think, I've been around long enough or I can see holes in the system, man, that I can exploit, man. Because if we're talking about cutting corners...
Yeah.
I mean, you're the king of cutting corners.
King cut?
Yeah. Am I wrong?
What am I cutting?
Well, no, I mean, like, any way you can, you will try to not do what you are obligated to do.
Well, I do try to, like, scale it back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, can't you make the same argument you're making about this guy for all the things you refuse to do?
Yeah, but you... I like to think I'm getting better at it as I age.
Based on
what you can get away with and what you can't.
Okay, so you think that you have the wisdom to know where you are stepping too far in your skates.
Yeah, I think you learn how to work the system. You know where the margins are.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what you can say, what you can't say, what you can do, what you can't do.
Wait, hold on, time
what you can wear, what you can't wear. Yeah, you learn.
Yeah. What? Nothing. You're right. Yeah. When I look at you, I look at a man who knows what he can and can't say because he's wise enough to have been around the block.
Yes, see?
I mean, look, the more we have this discussion and the more you talk, maybe you're more likely to try and pull these moves as you get older, because dads and grandpas love to tell you all the things that they have that they shouldn't have. Mm. They discuss things that they do that are borderline illegal. Yeah. Remember that day we talked about spray painting squirrels and every guy called up the show and told you how to spray paint a squirrel? Yeah,
which you're not supposed to do.
Discounts that they get that you probably shouldn't get.
Weren't that one guy he straight up stole?
Yeah.
With his grandkids?
Yes, right. Yeah, that guy
Wegmans at the lunch meet guy.
He was hiding stuff on his grandson to shoplift from Wegmans. And the person that called us said he did not have to do it. He had the money to buy whatever he wanted.
Sure.
But he felt he had the wisdom to get away
with
it.
But that's a foolish old man.
You were laughing while it was disturbing.
Well, you got to laugh if you're wrapping your grandchildren in cold cuts.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, 63-year-old man just east of us, normal traffic stop, cops noticed that he had a false inspection sticker.
Which means he had to work on that.
Yes, he did.
Like, that's what really chaps my ass. Pulling a move in the moment's one thing. You sat down with scissor and paper and, like, started creating, like, arts and crafts, knowing this is dumb. Like, there was so many times that, like, put this down, don't do this.
Seems like more of a young man's game. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Armand. Hey, Armand, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? So back in the day, before I was like a responsible adult, and I used to need a rental car, I used to forge, you know, like a utility bill just because I knew the system, and I, you know, got away with it for years until I was like, all right, let me turn in an actual bill so I can get a rental car.
All right, so Tommy's making a face because he doesn't understand how this worked, because as much as he was busted, he wasn't this busted. Sometimes they need proof of what you make and what you spend before they'll give you a car without the credit.
Yeah, you got to bring a bill in?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you don't have a credit card, you got to use a debit card, but you got to show that you, like, pay bills as well. So I used to forge, you know, like the utility bill, come in and go, all right, here's your rental car. And I'm like, yes, it works. So
because if you got pinched, until it didn't work. Wouldn't that be auto theft?
Well, I don't know if it's theft, but I mean,
yeah, because you took a car that you weren't qualified to rent,
and you are forging documents that
you're
presenting.
That sounds like you are so.
It was just a little forgery. I wasn't.
Oh, you'd say it was little forgery.
A touch of forgery, Tommy. Yes. A touch of forgery. Yeah. That's all it was. But Armand, I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Nah, you go ahead.
I mean, like, Armand, how old are you now?
About to be 30 in August.
All right, congratulations.
But you're still a kid.
Well, but here's the thing, man. There's no
guarantee. That old-ass voice.
I hope our...
I'd rather have an old-ass voice than an old-ass face.
But here's the thing, and Armand, I hope I'm wrong when I say this, but there's nothing that says Armand doesn't hit a rough patch when he's 50, 60 years old. And the fact that he has that in his back pocket could benefit him.
Okay.
I mean, it's illegal.
Oh, yeah. It ain't cheating unless you get caught. So, you know, I'm down to continue to do if I can get away with it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When this story here with the 63-year-old man who got caught, and you, Armand, let's say at like 54, if you get caught forging an RG&E bill to rent a car, like, it ain't funny anymore. It's sad.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pathetic. But, you know, for now, I'm going to live and then learn after.
Put that on a t-shirt, man. Armand, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yep.
You know, that's the other thing, too.
What's that?
I guess the older you get, the more experience you have with cutting corners and trying to beat the system. Because once you learn how to do something, you have that knowledge in your head for the rest of your life, right?
Do.
So, like, I like to believe, because you know how busted I was. You know how busted I was.
Bro, I was there.
I like to believe that, personally, if I ended up back in a really bad financial spot, I'd be okay because I know how to work the system. Yeah, you don't think that because you were busted too.
Yeah, but you're older. The system's changed.
Okay.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, technology has changed.
Sure.
Like, I wouldn't even know how to pull half the moves I did back then. I mean, because they're not even useful moves anymore. Like, one of my big moves was always playing beat the bank.
Yeah.
Like, you got paid on Friday, but you needed something on a Wednesday, so you'd float a check. Hopefully, you got that deposit in before the check showed up. But that skill's not even needed anymore.
And by the way, we see people arrested for that all
the
time.
Yeah, it just happened locally.
Yeah.
I don't know what restaurant, doesn't matter, but that's a crime now. Skirting.
It was a crime. It was always a crime. It was always a crime.
We just called it beat the bank. Yes. Like, it was a game show.
No. Timmy brings up a great point. Like, the folks that own the... all those restaurants here in town, that's what they're being accused of. Now, they're accused of doing it to the tune of $18 million.
It was more like deposit, yeah.
Yeah, moving money around, right? Because, right? Okay. Yeah. But, that's what you're describing.
But I couldn't pull that off anymore. I didn't get paid by a check anymore.
No, I know what you mean. All right, but some things change, some things don't. And to your point about technology, though, mm-hmm. going back to this initial story of the 63-year-old man arrested for having an allegedly fake inspection sticker, you're right. Like, 25 years ago, if that inspection sticker looked close enough, you weren't going to get pulled over. Now, we don't know why this man was pulled over in the first place, but it's possible that one of the plate scanners...
Yeah, when the cops go cruising through a parking lot.
Yeah, caught he was uninspected.
Right.
And the sticker being fake or not, or looking like it was real or not, wasn't going to matter. Yeah, because when it was going to come up uninspected.
Was this in New York State?
It was just east of us, just past Victor, I think.
Okay, so in New York State, like this year, the stickers changed. They don't have the... So that might be... Like, if the guy's got a 2025 thing that looks like it's 2024, everybody knows that.
Yeah. They look stupid now. Have you seen the new inspection sticker?
If he's got a 2025 one that looks like a 2024, it's like, hey, this guy just created this on his own.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dale. Dale, I'm looking at his picture. He looks like an older guy.
Okay.
Dale writes us and says, the older you get, the more you have to cut corners. I don't have enough money to retire, but I don't plan on working the rest of my life. I don't have all the time in the world to do things the way that I used to. Time is becoming more precious. You should scam as much as possible the older you get. Thoughts?
All right, I'm sure there's some old cats that think that way.
No, but let's talk about that theory. Right. And again, we are not encouraging you to do anything illegal, because this guy who was caught, again, could be facing some very serious charges.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start thinking about, we had that discussion a couple of months ago. I forget what you were buying where they told you it's the last one you'll ever need.
Oh, it was an appliance.
Okay, the last stove you'll ever need. I mean, Tommy, with all due respect, you are not 25 anymore.
Yeah.
So every hour that you spend doing something is an hour that comes off the end of your life that is rapidly approaching.
Yeah.
The darkness is coming for you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
All right. So, I mean, if you don't think it's important, why would you spend that time doing it?
All right, cut corners. All right. Well, maybe this is going to be the rise of the older scammer.
Well, it's funny, though, man. You say the rise of the older scammer. I think of someone like your old man. He was trying to pull scams in his 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's been this way the whole time.
It could have been.
And it's also possible that every person in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s are doing this, and this is just one of the few guys that got caught.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, how my father navigated it around. He liked to go out and drink.
Okay.
And my mother had dementia at the time, but she was also the designated driver because she gave up drinking.
Right.
So he would let her drive, and he would have to, like, you know, like when a small plane, like the pilot dies and they got to talk him in. That's the way my father would teach my mother how to drive.
She had dementia and she was driving his drunk ass home. He was drunk while he was doing this too.
Oh, and bro, I'm talking old man Elks Lodge, Southern, buck 50 is shot drunk. Friday night, 11 o'clock, early 80s.
Okay.
Both of them were in their 80s.
All right.
And he's like telling her how to get home. But to him, it goes, it's legal. She wasn't drinking. She wasn't allowed to drive.
Okay.
But it's Florida. They never took her license. My father had dementia. They never took her license away.
Do they take your license away for having dementia here in New York? Because we've seen some incidents.
I don't know. Once you get diagnosed, I don't know. But they never test you down there.
Aye. 252 WCMF talking about cutting corners as you get older. As you get older, you should know better. Yeah. You'll get slack as a young man for doing something like forging an inspection sticker at 63. Maybe not so much. Josh is on CMF. Hey, Josh, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Real quick, it's an honor to be on the show. I've been listening to you guys for a while. But
happy to make dreams come true, Josh.
Thank you. I heard you guys talking about that, you know, the guy that got caught with his inspection sticker, and it reminded me, I pulled up to the gas station one day, and this guy was, like, leaning out of his truck. He was in his truck, but standing, you know, in the driver section, leaning over, and I noticed he was coloring over his yellow inspection sticker with a red Sharpie.
You were witnessing a forgery in progress, wow. Josh.
I did. I don't know. I don't think he knew I was watching, and I don't know. I thought of that immediately. It was really funny.
How long ago was this?
This was like within the last 6 months.
Okay, so he was going to get popped on that plate reader anyway, right? Yeah. That shows up that you're uninspected, right? The plate reader?
Well, they colored it in on the windshield if he was outside of the car.
Well, no, because there are some people that... Oh, yeah, that's a great point. What an idiot.
I mean, when he got done, I looked over, and it from a distance, it looked legit. So,
Josh got fooled, and he watched it happen. Josh, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, guys.
All right, so maybe this is more common than we thought, because we've seen people arrested for this before.
Mm-hmm.
We have this story in front of us. We just heard Josh's story, and now Johnny's on CMF. Hey, Johnny, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Yo.
I'm not proud of it, but I'm only 41, and I just printed out my own inspection sticker and had it on for 6 months.
Okay, now let's talk about a couple of things that you just said. Because the word only in the sentence only 41 was doing a lot of heavy lifting there, Johnny. A lot of heavy lifting. Because I would think at 41 you should know better.
Well, I'm nervous what I'm going to do when I'm 65.
But why did you have to do this?
It's an emissions inspection, correct?
Mm-hmm.
My fuel sensor was throwing errors to the computer and I couldn't get it inspected. So that's $1,000 they have it replaced. That has nothing to do with emission.
It's the principle of the thing, Tommy!
Exactly. So I colored it and I put it on my windshield.
But if you get popped, it's going to cost you way more than $1,000.
Yeah, it definitely would.
Like, I'd rather just float it on a card and fix the damn thing.
Well, but you're assuming Johnny's got the space on the card. Johnny,
Johnny's got it.
Did you have the grand if you needed to spend it?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're an idiot. Johnny, I would understand if you're up against it, man. Kids, you know, mortgage, that I get. If you got the money and you ain't spending it, that makes you dumb, Johnny.
I'm not against it with money. I'm against it with time. And, yeah, the principal. Okay. It's admissions test.
All right. I'm sure the judge would definitely listen to what you have to say in court when you said that.
Yeah, Johnny says, at the air.
Hey, quick question. Where's the talent? Where's Kimmy?
We don't know where she is. We know she took the day off. We have no idea where she is.
Wasn't she off yesterday?
She's off for the rest of the week and Monday and possibly Tuesday. This is how bad we are at being coworkers. We know she's gone.
We know she's out west.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't know she's out west. We're not totally sure. We know she got on a plane. We know she is gone until at least Monday. We know she's either at a bachelorette party or visiting family. And here's the thing, Johnny. She has told us this to our faces for a month.
Yeah, she's very excited.
Yes, and Tommy and I listened so poorly, we have no idea what she's doing.
You guys suck. Goodbye. Yes,
thanks, Johnny. Have a good rest of the day. All right. Let's take a break.
You just got hung up on somebody who forges signatures.
That's a great point, man. You start this break with going, inspection forger's a piece of crap. And man who is admitted forger inspector called us a piece of crap, and he's right. You are not going to agree with this.
All right.
Because according to a new study, these inside movies and television shows are down 40%.
What I'm seeing.
Yes. Okay. There are 40% fewer of these over the last 25 years today compared to 25 years ago.
Right.
And based on something you say you see all the time in the movies you're watching you're watching, well, no, I don't know who's wrong. Or you're just watching these specific shows a lot for some reason. We'll get into it next here in the break room on 96.5 WCMF.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, based on what we have in front of us, there are fewer sexual deviants walking around today than there were 25 years ago. However, I know you're going to disagree with what I'm about to tell you, because either this study is wrong, or for some reason you are only watching these types of shows and movies.
Fine.
Well, look, we're going to find out.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
A new study on television and movies shows that since the year 2000, there are 40% fewer sex scenes in movies and television.
So like Netflix and stuff like that?
Movies and television. That's how they define it. And I would assume that streaming services count for that.
Yeah, would have to.
So tell me, if I were to look at you in the face and say there are almost half as many sex scenes in movies and TV shows today as there were 24, 25 years ago, you would say?
Wrong.
Why?
Because it, like now with Netflix and all these other services, they can be as raw as they want.
Sure.
And they are.
Sure. How so? What do you mean?
Bro, I'm seeing more downstairs action.
What, like, they're shooting scenes in basements? I'm confused as to what you're saying.
Oh, the basement's showing up.
Yeah.
Because somebody's hitting that sump pump.
I'm
seeing all kind of nasty. I just watched one show where there was some backdoor stuff.
That's not the basement. That's the back door.
Well, it's also... down there.
The voice you're hearing, terrible time, Timmy sitting in for Kimmy who's on vacation. Wait a minute. Wait, say that again?
I just watched a show recently.
Yeah.
Where backdoor action.
Wait, they did a documentary about your mom? Backdoor Edith is on Netflix now.
I've seen all kind of the amount of dogs I see on these shows.
No, that's what it is. Because you say, you have said into a microphone, bro, on the show before that there is like a thousand.
Raw donging all over the place. Swinging dongs, ass cheeking.
By the way, it's not just the scenes going away. The study goes further. It says entire movies and TV shows are now more sex-free. The number of movies with no sex scenes, according to this, has gone down from 50% to 20%. So now 20... Let me try this again. Back in 2000, mm-hmm. 50% of movies had no sex scenes at all. Nope. Let me try this again. In 2000, right. 20% of movies had no sexual content scenes at all. Today, television movies, 50% of them do not have sexual content.
Wow. Usually, if I'm watching like an adult series, mm-hmm. it's going to get raw. That's why I watch it.
To see the dong.
To see all, everything.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, look, I'm kind of with you on this. Like, it does seem like everything's got way more sex in it now.
I just don't buy my wife and I's reaction to stuff. Like, okay, when is this going to stop? Because, it gets kind of porno-y.
Gets kind of porno-y.
And I know, like, my wife's going to be appalled, and I'm going, yeah, I used to watch that kind of stuff, but all right.
Well, look, I mean, it's possible that you and your wife and me and my wife are just watching specific shows that seem to have more of this than others.
But I always thought like most of these shows are pretty popular like on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, but just because those shows are the most popular doesn't mean that the rest of the shows have sexual content.
So maybe I'm mistaking graphic scene as sexual content.
No, they count that. I think they count nudity as that too.
How about like when they show people relieving themselves?
Oh my God, are you serious right now?
What does that fall
under? In a scene, like they're in a bathroom
or against a wall.
That
or doesn't. Like
that's not sexual content.
But it's graphic.
It's not sexual content,
bro. I can see the stream.
It's only sexual content if you're getting excited watching it. What are you looking at?
But
on
wouldn't
YouPorn?
That be considered graphic imagery?
Well, but graphic imagery is different than sexual content.
They kind of touch.
That is not sexual. What you're describing is not sexual.
See, they touch.
Stop doing that.
See, that's tinkle.
No.
This is sex. Right. And they're going like this.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk. We're loaded with Josh's today.
I bet you are.
Says man who watches every show with bare dongs on it.
Not every show, just dongs.
Josh is like, well, you watch a new series on Netflix called Dongs? Yeah. Let's talk to Josh. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
Good, about yourself?
Good, what you got?
So I think the percentage is misleading because there's way more movies and TV shows being made.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Same amount of graphical content.
That's a really content. Yeah, no, he's right. I mean, like back if you were to watch television in 1999, right, you had just what was on CBS, ABC, NBC, cable.
You weren't seeing anything.
Yeah, you're right. With all of the new content, Josh, that they have to put on streaming services, that's a really, really good point. Because, Josh, do you find more sexual content when you're watching streaming stuff with you or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your wife or whoever?
Not really. Me and my wife see the same amount of stuff. It's just there's way more to watch.
I have this theory, too, and I...
Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the one thing that grosses me out now is when they show people puking.
Okay.
And they show actual puking, right? I mean, it's just gross. Like before, like, you know, it was like the head was in the toilet, but you didn't see nothing. Like, now it's like, I always say, every time I see open puking, I'm going to see a dong. There's a dong a coming.
What are you?
Every time there's open vomit, I'm going to see a dong a coming.
There's a dong a coming is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
There's a dong a coming. Better hide them kitties because it's going to be around about 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't rhyme because we would have
had to. I know.
Don't burp, excuse me. Wait, what does that have to do? Why would puke lead to dong?
It just does. Or the other thing I'm seeing is guys rubbing it out.
I don't know. Are you? Can I?
No, yeah, they don't show it. They show, like, the thing.
No, I can think of three movies from back in the day that had that.
Yeah, but those are, like, Porky's, okay?
No, I'm low. American Beauty.
Animal House with Belushi.
American Beauty had that.
Right, but that was very rare to see.
Well,
there's a lot more, like, rubbing out action.
In the last 6 months, How many times have you seen that in a show or a movie?
I bet you 3 times, which is a ton of rubbing. That's a lot, Pat, in a Christian society.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, since the year 2000, a new study says there are 40% fewer sex scenes in movies today compared to back in the day. TV shows included. Also, the number of movies with no sex scenes has gone from 50% to 20%.
That's way down.
You know, this man normally does not come with good content, but he might have a point here.
All right.
252-WCMF. Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What you got?
So, my theory is that it's everything that's popular right now is superheroes, movies, and TV shows.
I mean, he's not wrong. Like, with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the DC Cinematic Universe, the Star Wars Universe, like, you're not going to see, like, Luke Skywalker cranking one out in Tatooine.
Exactly. No, it's just implied incest when he makes out with Princess Leia.
Didn't have to go there, Ben.
Hey, everybody knows. Everybody knows, dude. But, I find more like that, like, sexual stuff on HBO Max, because they actually have a show called Naked Attraction, where I think it's a British show. Everybody's completely nude, and that's how they meet, is on this show where they're completely naked.
All right, Ben. Thank you. Thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Have a good rest of the day. Now, you know I'm not a big stream and show watch guy.
Yeah.
But my wife has, like, her specific shows that she loves. Mm-hmm. And look, to the point that I'm with you on the less sexual content stuff, I don't see it. Every show my wife watches has a scene where if I look up at a certain point, I'm like, oh, my God.
It's graphic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, like, what's weird about it is, like, that's not my wife's steez, right? Like, it's not her style. But she will... Like, it doesn't keep her from continuing to watch the show.
Yes.
Right? Like, Game of Thrones.
Bro, that was violent and sexual.
Outlander. Same thing. Yeah. Holy crap. She's watching...
Horny-ass dragon.
She's watching this new show now. It's like set in, like, I think it's, like, feudal Japan or something. It's like karate, but sex.
All right.
I don't know. I haven't actually watched it yet, but I can hear it as I'm going to bed, and it's, like, it sounds like sound effects of, like, chopping and then, like, moaning.
All right.
So either they're... really sexually active loggers, or like I don't, and it's the same show, by the way. Yeah. It's the same show with just different characters, right? Like, ooh, this guy's a hero. Ooh, he's set in some weird time period we're not used to. Ooh, they're having a lot of sex. Do you know this? Do you know which one I'm talking about, Timmy? Do you know what show I'm talking about?
Not a clue.
No, because I watch it all too.
No, you're not watching this one. What is it? No, it's like Kung Fu. J.O.? I don't know.
Kung Fu J.O.?
I don't know what it's called, but I know
everybody
it's popular.
Everybody was Kung Fu J.O.
All right, let's take a break. Actually, the discussion we just had perfectly illustrates why I am so worried about this next discussion.
Why?
Well, look, the American dream is your kids doing better than you.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And not just financially, but as human beings, right? Like, we all have, we know the mistakes our parents made.
Yeah.
And we don't want to make those same mistakes on our kids.
Right.
And there are things that you look back and go, you know, if only my parents did X, Y, Z, maybe I could have been something different. Mm-hmm. What gets scary, though, is when you realize your kids are not you, for the better.
Right.
Because it's on you not only to continue them down that path, but not screw it up.
All right.
And I'll explain everything I mean. Mm. Based on something that happened last night, next to the break room on 96.5 WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.